Is over, but the country's still a mess. They need us out there. We've got some cleaning up to do, especially when it comes to this guy. Get those sport coats on with the big lapels. They're back. They're fashionable again. Okay, let's look at some mug sheets from the suspects from the 80s. Admiral Poindexter, get back on Felix the Cat where you belong. Get the damn pipe out of your mouth. Your history, you're gone. Oliver North, no secret government for you, buddy. You're over. You're through. Bill Casey, you're dead.
I mean.
Bush, you're still a wimp. I'm sorry. You're history. Deaver, Nofziger, you're crooks. Book 'em, Dano. Dano? How did he get in the show? Get out of here. Reagan, you're asleep. Wake up. The country's in a mess. You're on your way out anyway, buddy. You're history. You're meat. You're through. You're vapor. You're baloney without the mayo, buddy. You're out of here.
Philip of Osner. Galoot, galoot. Galoot, galoot. Galoot, galoot. The Philip of Osner. That's right. The Philip of Osner. That's right. The government didn't find out right, so we bout.
The Mammy Nun.
That's right.
The Mammy Nun.
Well, they's too damn excited about the sissies they was knocking off. And working up a uncreatable variety of theoretical scenarios to explain away how come the faggots all be croaking at the same time in
November.
The month of November. Reeking of tainted calodnum. They booked in the heavy pseudo-religious talent to pronunciate the doctrine of biblical retribution. Moving the project forward. Figuring that to be a surefire exclamation suitable for domestic assuagement. Naturally, a substantial number of severely ignorant white folks went for it. Hook, line, and shrinker. By that time, the mammy nuns had already sprouted them tater heads and was in the process of growing out the knackers. Also, by a peculiar coincidence, we's all up for parole at the same time. That's right, you figure it out. Once we's out the joint, we faced a hard time in the depression. Couldn't get no assembly line work. And since the naggins we's wearing actually be growing out our bodies, we was labeled as overqualified for janitorial deployment. Only a good thing about being a mammy nun is we be more or less indestructible. Whatever they done whooped up before don't do shit to us now. Fact, we just might be the onlyest things left walking in the USA. Now the mystery disease gone out of control. Just like you. I see some of y'all be frowning, cause maybe you think what I's telling you is a lie. How about it, folks? What you say? Is that right?
Yes, it sure is.
Well, let's just have a test. How many of you nice folks think I knows what I's talking about? Raise your hand up. And how many thinks my potato been baking too long? Raise your miserable hand up. Now, how many of you folks is convinced the government be totally unconcerned with the proliferation of undesirable tenants in the condominium of life? And how many folks believe they number won't come up next time the breeze blow from the easterly direction? Let's face it, peepers, ugly as I might be, I am your future. Lest y'all prefer permanent storage or a condo in Atlantis.
They can
really get down there. But I's the only protection you got. Now during the intermission, the sisters be selling some mashed potatoes in the lobby. Right over by the... in the vicinity of the... neath the planet of the big old giant...
underwater door.
A generous goodwill offering are required. Just let your conscience be your guide.
Blue light.
Just follow the blue light down the aisle to the potatoes during the intermission. Y'all be thinking about the blue light. Y'all be deciding whether or not your immunity gwine hold up to the end of the show. I's about to address myself to the re-educatement of them silly motherfuckers over there.
You can't even speak your own fucking language.
What on earth do you mean, my language? I got your language hanging, boy. Long with a 2-week supply of ignorant McNugget. The breakfast of champions.
Don't let your meat loaf...
Kiss my McNugget.
Your micro nanette.
Kiss my micro nanette, too.
Your...
no, forget to galoot. Galoot Galagno.
Thank you. Thank you. When she gets there, she knows if the sores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misleading. I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for Lehman. I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand so
and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Man,
over an hour of ionized music. Let me read you some of the reviews. Did you look at the chat?
Yeah, I saw it. Andrew, Pamela, and 94.94.
Mateo was back there. Liz, that's where I stopped reading. I have to go back there. First of all, is that Andrew HK? Is that Legend's friend Andrew?
Yes.
That guy's been absent for about a year. Wonder why he's back. Why don't you call in, Andrew? See what's up with you, man.
I was thinking the same. You call in.
Yeah. You haven't got Ian here to make fun of you. We'll be softer. We'll be gentler. So what you have here is way back there. We were talking about augmenter, copyright. And Andrew says, art was hypnosis and death. Now all our art of the living dead. So that's not bad. It's an opening statement. Needs more elaboration. You don't want to stay stuck on the word art. Now all our art, because after art comes archetype. And then the last word gets recycled. E-Truth says, hi, all. And Andrew says, media seek to speak to. Social media seeks to speak at. Yeah? Yeah. Media seek to speak to. Social media seeks to speak at. Yeah. It's okay. Robert, thunderous activity trickling in the humble media bowl of Agatha Crispies. Thunderous activity trickling in the humble media bowl of Agatha Crispies. I guess Agatha Crispie is a detective, right? So,
yes.
Process looking who did the perfect crime. And then Liz says, good evening. Good evening. Mateo says, what does it mean when you experience Portal, still alive, YouTube song, purchase Xbox 360 game, play a few levels, and then a few hours later, Ian requests Bob to play the song on payday. Does it mean that Ian knows what you're doing, Mateo? What does it mean when you experience Portal Still Alive, YouTube song, purchase Xbox, 360 game, play a few levels? I guess he was just doing that. And then a few hours later, Ian requests Bob to play the song on payday. Well, we were talking about the word portal. And you could claim you evoked that, Mateo. And then Ian wanted to send in its use of the word Mateo. So it's 50-50 whether Ian's addressing you or not. Pamela says, when you search through a cardboard box of papers from Web 1.0 in the garage and find a corner of a page that reads 1111 and subsequently mentions Bob, LOL. So I guess that happened to her. When you search through a cardboard box of pages from Web 1.0 in the garage and find a corner of a page that reads 1111 and subsequently mentions Bob. Then she says, from 2004. Andrew says, Mary Joan Wanna. It's not just a lesbian gay bee happening. LGB, is that lesbian gay something? Andrew says, Orson O. Welles and FDR florists conspire to reform the tax code. Soundtrack to the movie. Then 94 says, great Zappa set, Bob. Then Andrew says, Black Lives Matter, Bob. And then Andrew says, true, I'm hanging. No, 94 says, I got your language hanging, boy. Then Andrew says, true, I'm hanging in there by a thread. Andrew says, some of the, 94 says, yeah, this is balls to the wall. Let's see where you go from here. I guess he meant that one song. Or did he mean the whole set up to that point? Anyways, I then played something, and he said, nice antidote. Then Andrew says, some of the best toe happening, some of the best toe tapping. Then 94 says, look, Ma, Bob is playing the radio. And he says, Bob's preferred musical instrument. And he says, Ma is mighty impressed. Then he says, by the way, Ma, all harmonic climates are being slash have been subsumed by ion and the new environment, leaving Bob with the initial climate of the fall and mixtape of what happened after the fall and the manual for getting back to God. Yes, that's not bad. Bert, what do you think? I'm providing the initial climate of the fall and mixtape of what happened after the fall and a manual for getting back to God. Yes. That's what I was doing. I used to do that. Now we've arrived. We don't have to do it anymore. Then he said, Andrew says, here we call that a manual of labor. May your garden bloom forever, Bob. Then Pamela says, thanks, Bob, Ion Carolyn. Then 94 says, the I-cell garden. I say, I like that, ionized. Pamela goes, yeah, maybe to the music, I'm not sure. Andrew says, St. E. Claus's gift is appreciated. Santa Claus, Santa E. St. E. Claus's gift. Yes, maybe Ion was saying St. Claus rather than Santa Claus. We didn't ask him to spell it. But he did list the characteristics. Watching the list of who's naughty knights, that's Santa Claus stuff. Then I'd tell Pamela, I'm looking at her pictures she sent me. I sent them earlier in the day or something. I just got around now. She goes, and? I put on an embarrassed face. Then I say, no. She goes, and? She puts on an embarrassed face. Then I say, still assessing. She looks sad. Then she looks happy. Then she wink. No, then I wink. So she's sad and then embarrassed. I guess that's the embarrassed icon. And then I wink. Then 94 says, good night, Melbourne. Wait, was that the Melbourne? Was that where it was done, 94? Melbourne? Stairway to Heaven? And then Pamela says, hilarious, 94. And then Pamela says, it's the festive season. Then Sherry in New York says, great Zappa's music, Bob. Great DJ, Bob, like always, with a smiley. And that's where we stand. The votes are still coming in, but it looks like Bob has got a majority locked up. It's just a matter if they'll even be in opposition now. Right?
Yes.
So, Bert, what issues do you want to discuss before we go to the rewrite?
Bob, I was reading the mother of all interviews.
Just a minute, Bert. Just a minute. Is that me? No. Okay, that's me. I'm just thinking, is there someone else here? No. Okay, yeah, you're just reading what?
The mother of all of interviews. And the interviewer is asking Frank about how he appeared to be a mentor of all young or false or unknown people's careers. And Frank mentions that it has something to do with fractals. Have you ever heard of that? That his mentions are fractals?
No, he has.
I'll read it.
I've never heard him talk about fractals. He's mentioned isotopes, but I don't know about fractals. And is the mother of all interviews Eric somebody and another guy? You know, just like nine, just after mine. Maybe 89, 90.
It's Don Mean. Don Mean.
Oh, yeah, that's a guitar magazine or something. Yeah, that's a professional interview. Okay, I have that. I haven't looked at it in a long time. I could look it up. Do you want me to check it out and look at it at the same time as you?
Yes. Because it's quite interesting, because Frank goes on to describe about his use of polyrhythmic subdivisions. And that reminds him of fractals.
Okay, Den Sims. What year would this be? In the 80s?
1994.
Oh, that's after he died. Geez, they don't have it listed on this site.
It's from a definitive tribute to Frank Zappa, best guitar player, 1994.
The Last Days of Frank Zappa by... Yeah, unfortunately, they don't have top of page. Okay, so I have to go to another site. Do you have the link? Do you want to send me the link?
Let's see if I find it, because I copied it into a Word document. I'll find the link. Hold on.
Hey, I think we can actually read the Uncle Meat Bulletin. I have it here. This one site has it. The Uncle Meat Story. But maybe have to wait till next week. So I'm looking through. What would that be called? The mother, maybe under M. No?
I'll send you the link, Bob. I found it.
Okay.
Part one.
Mateus says, the other pattern, perhaps. Zappa is still alive, especially on payday. The other pattern, perhaps. So what's Mateo referring to? Is he talking about himself? What does it mean when you experience, oh, okay, it means the other pattern, the other world. The other pattern, perhaps. Zappa is still alive, especially on payday. Yes. Are you sending it to the chat line, Bert, or...
I can post it in the chat. I sent it to Ion. I sent it to your Ion email, but I can post it on the chat as well.
Roxana posted on my, maybe on her Facebook, but on my Facebook too. She has a little, you know, those little bulbs you put on trees, Christmas tree bulb.
Yeah.
And she says, ho, ho, ho. It says on it has a beard, his Zappa's mustache and goatee or whatever. And then it says Zappa on this Christmas tree bulb. And she goes, ho, 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 get ready for the thunders. I'm so happy I could cry. That's the kind of people who post on my Facebook. My Facebook? Yeah, I'm not fooled by... Android meme, right? Trying to tell me. You mean to tell me I have a Facebook page? All right, there it is. Okay, so put in the word. What was the word?
Fractals.
Fractals. So, please just go up before. German, the kind of laughs he gave us are German laughs. Talking about the Ensemble Moderne, I think. Some woman had a great time hanging out with her, hanging out with him. So then he says, you gave them all these opportunities. You have a reputation for being a mentor of the young and or foster of unknown people's careers. How did that happen? I think it probably has something to do with fractals. The more I think about fractals, the more the whole idea of fractals relates closely to what I do. Well, I was explaining the fractal earlier, many hours ago. Somebody posted the Bob
really?
Head. Yeah, the J.R. Bob Dobbs head. On my site or on the Facebook, and so it's got the traditional Dobbs face. So then it's made up of all these little dots, so you go into the dots and they become little Bob Dobbs heads. So the big head is made up of the little ones. So I explained how that was the interplay of co-anesthesia and synesthesia. Co-anesthesia being the integrated tendency toward a centralized icon. That's the image you first see, but then it fragments, decentralizes into micro bob heads. So Frank, his work is one big album. And you get all these little reflections of the big album as separate parts inside the fractal. So we could agree with that. So the guy goes, how so? Now, did you want to read something about this, or we just read it?
You can read it. Go ahead.
The guy says, how so? Well, if you're trying to divine order out of chaos, that's a little bit presumptuous. But then on the other hand, so is the concept of chaos. So I would say that the fractal theory falls in the cracks between those two attitudes, right? That's right. It's tactility. It's the interplay between synesthesia and co-anesthesia. And rhythmically, if you're dividing the universe into twos and threes, which is basically what happens with all polyrhythmic subdivisions, you are to some degree missing the boat. The fractal boat. If you can think of rhythm as an extension of the fractal universe instead of even subdivisions of twos and threes grouped into 11s and 13s or whatever, if you can think of microsecond relationships as being valid components of polyrhythms, then you're getting closer to the way I view things. This is good. This is probably him explaining digital dust. Never saw this. I read this, 20 years ago, but have not reread it. And if you can, transferring that into the anthropological domain, how I wound up being, in your words, a mentor of these kinds of people. It just seems that the odds are in my favor that if I keep doing what I'm doing, we will meet. Yeah, that's true. That's Dobbs sound talk. So then the guy says, you made the comment that listeners accept polyrhythms in their music and African drum music with much greater ease than they do dissonance. Why is it that harmony seems to linger around so much? And Frank says, rap music may bring an end to that. Think about it. What is so precariously consonant about spoken words? It used to be, in order to have something acceptable as broadcast material or even listenable material, it had to be saturated with consonants. And although rap music is not dealing with harmonic combinations of major and minor seconds, it is certainly dealing in dissonance. The guy says, that's true. You've done a lot with spoken material, too, such as that thing with Steve Vai tracking your voice. Dobbs says, oh, yes, on Dangerous Kitchen. Yeah, well, where he wrote I'd have to call it a scat because there's no other word for it. It's on that Jazz Discharge Party Hats. It's on that and that Jazz Discharge Party Hats. He transcribed it and then learned it on the guitar, then played it on the record. But I think that the other better example of spoken material would be something like Dumb All Over. Why is it okay to hear really strange rhythms but not to hear really strange harmonies? Well, arguing the other position, people do assimilate really strange harmonies when they are accompanied by the appropriate image. Do you mean like in horror movie music when the maniacal slasher is about to come? Zappa says, exactly. The other guy says, it's got to be visually triggered. Well, says Frank, the society has been so saturated with visual data, and the audio that goes along with those pictures stays in your tissue, kind of like dioxin. And you hear the slasher music, you know what slasher texture is. You know slasher harmony. And if you hear anything that sounds like slasher harmony and there's no slasher, you're still going to feel the slasher. So the guy, interviewer says, then the question becomes, have the visual media people created the proper image to go with the sound? Frank says, well, if I were going to do a slasher movie, I could be a lot scarier than the shit that they stick in there. I thought that the pinnacle, the thing that everybody has gone for since it was established as a slasher norm, was the squeak, squeak, squeak from Psycho. Most film scoring for tense moments runs a gamut from squeak, squeak, squeak to the filter opening up on the mini-moog on the low note. Not much in between there. The guy then says, how do you think Schubert would feel knowing that the unfinished symphony is the Smurfs theme? Well, how do you think that the people in America would feel if they knew where the Smurfs came from? They were an advertising device for British Petroleum. When we went to Holland for the first time with the band with Mark and Howard in 70 or 71, the whole place was riddled with fucking Smurfs advertising British Petroleum. And the joke in the band was, Smurf me. Because on the billboards, that's what they said, Smurf me, spelled M-E-E-E. I don't know what it means, but to go from that to what we now have is a family of Smurfs with their own personalities. According to Almet, who saw the spectacle on television, he witnessed an interview with a guy who was one of the Smurf voices, taking himself so seriously that it beggared description. I mean, he did about a five-minute routine on this guy, his son Almet did. Then the interviewer says, there's our cultural hero. And again, it gets me back thinking of guitar heroes and why they are gunslingers. In your touring days with rock bands, did you see guys out there playing air guitar? Sure. What is that? How come girls don't do it? Well, because their tits get in the way, for one thing. Same reason why you don't see that many girl guitar players unless they're handling it at a low altitude. But I think it's probably because girls are too smart to play air guitar. If ever there was something that the women's liberation movement could use to prove the inferiority of the male species, it's the extremely low number of women who play air guitar. I resemble that remark. I'm a professional air guitarist, proud of the talent. Yeah, and Frank's been hanging out in his library too long. Let's see. We haven't talked about your business. As I understand it, you and Gail handle everything. In the house, we have three offices. We've got one upstairs in the bedroom where I do all the liner notes and that kind of word processing stuff. Gail has an office, and then there's another office just you come in the gate that we use for all the phone transactions and that kind of stuff. We have a lab, we have a studio, we have an editing facility, three vaults for tape and film. That's all right there. That's all right here where we live. There's two other buildings in the San Fernando Valley. One of them is Joe's Garage, which is a rehearsal facility. And then there's our warehouse where all the equipment stuff comes out of. Gail runs all that. Why did you decide to handle all these things yourselves? Well, I would say there's a certain hose job factor in there, but in reality, it's just good business sense. What's a hose job factor? They got hosed? Nobody else would help them?
Well, maybe. From what I know of hose job, it's sort of like someone uses you. So it's like a hose job.
Well, he'd get used if he used someone else, is what he's saying. Be more expensive, probably. What's in that huge vault downstairs? Frank says, since the early 70s, I've collected every interview, every performance clip, everything that was done around the world that I could get a copy of. Then there's all the rest of the footage from Baby Snakes, the movie The Baby Snakes, or Baby Snakes, the accounts of every documentary that was done in Europe and every place else, and then there's videotape. Every format from 2-inch to digital video and all stops in between. Plus all the masters, all the road tapes, and all the 1/4-inch tapes from Cucamonga. That's way back there. The audio tapes go back to 55. Wow. That's pretty amazing. So early on, you were careful about keeping things and keeping them in order. Well, being a pack rat is something, but keeping it in order is another thing. In other words, it's a hellacious chore for someone. Frank says, well, the vault is very well organized, and I know where stuff is, but nobody else does. In order to put it in a condition where anybody could go in there and find anything anytime they needed it, it would take about a year and a barcode generator. Even a student intern wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it, because many of the road tapes have never even been listened to. They are still gaffered shut, just the way they came off the road. And in order to log it, you've got to listen to it. And what intern is even going to know what he's hearing? And the mental notes that I've... And the mental notes that I have about what's on those tapes is not only what the tunes are, but where the good versions are. And your only other option to leaving the stuff scattered like that is to go through the arduous process of making logs of everything. Clip the good takes out, collate them, and start yet another library. Does it frustrate you that it's impossible to do all of these things as fast as you would want to? Frank says, yes, let me put it to you another way. If I could, I'd keep my studio running 24 hours a day. For some of those things that need to be done on the studio level, I don't need to be in the control room with the engineer. I could just give instructions. And because the board is automated, once you've done a mix, if anything needs to be changed in the mix, all you've got to do is go back and tweak a couple of faders and rerun it, and no time is lost. But this engineer that I'm working with, Spence, is a mutant. Because not only does he understand old analog technology, he's still a vinyl guy at home, and he's one of these guys that likes tube amplifiers and all that kind of stuff. But he knows how to operate all of the digital recording equipment. He understands the sonic solutions, and he can even operate that aspect of the thin clavier that interfaces with the recording machines. In other words, I could leave him alone. I could say, quote, call up this sequence, do this, 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 and this, unquote. And he knows how to run all these things. Now, there's not too many recording engineers that I know of that have a hands-on experience with all this gear and do it right. And he's got real good ears for balancing things. I would need three guys like that in order to run 3 8-hour shifts in there. And I feel lucky that I can get him 4 days a week, 10 hours a day. But you know, at the end of the day, when he's got to go back to his wife, I'm sitting there going, quote, oh, well, we almost got that one done, unquote. It drives you crazy a little bit. But then on the other hand, if I were to just hire a bunch of guys to move the faders up and down, I wouldn't get the good result in quotes. And besides, all these people have very unique personalities. Todd is truly a unique and mysterious character. Same with Don Doroth and the same with Krizlu. And fortunately, they all get along with each other. It's very amusing to be in the same room with these three guys trying to have a conversation with each other. I really enjoy it. And that's the end of part one. So that's a pretty good section.